Cress, brother and sister, D.H. Loma Linda, California, November 1907. Dear brother and sister Cress, I thank you for your letter. I had just closed up a letter to you when your communication arrived. I therefore held mine over until I could give your words more earnest attention. I have written out some instruction to ministers and physicians in regard to the subject of health reform. I have been shown that the example of some of our leading workers is not a healthful or praiseworthy example. They are losing ground, backsliding from the principles of health reform, and this is having its effect upon the church members. These brethren are very conscientious in some matters, but on points where they should be very strict, they are very slack. The Lord has instructed me to tell them that their example in the home and in the church and with those whom they visit is causing the people to lose confidence in the light that God has given on this subject. The light that God has given on the subject of health reform is very essential for these times. There is no one thing that men and women in these days need to be more earnestly impressed with than that of the importance of guarding the appetite. One of the reasons why we have our sanitariums is that we may bring the blessings of health reform to the world. Oh, that we might see every representative of present truth exerting a wholesome influence in every line upon which light has been given. Individually, we have a work to do in our own borders. If each member of the body of Christ would attend to his God-given work, a much sweeter atmosphere would pervade our churches. The Lord is not pleased with the backslidden state of his people in regard to health reform. If they do not arouse to the need of heeding the light on health reform, they will soon fail to see the importance of other phases of the message. When in Australia, Brother Cress, you lay trembling between life and death, was the message given me for you, return to a diet of flesh meats? No, no. God gave you directions regarding a healthful diet, which, if diligently followed, would, mingled with the exercise of faith and prayer, save your life. The Lord foresaw that, as a physician in one of our sanitariums, you would be a teacher of the principles of health reform. You were working hard, Dr. Cress, and you did not give yourself proper rest and nourishment. The Lord permitted you to come to the very brink of collapse that you might be guided by His instruction. He has never bidden any minister or physician to break down the barrier of correct eating in order to save life. I feel very grateful for the light God has given me on health reform. In several cases when the adoption of health reform has been carried to extremes and life has been endangered because of the limited supply of nourishment taken, the Lord has shown to me the course to follow in order to save life. Through His instruction, telling what to do, several lives have been saved when physicians and nurses were unable to bring relief. When they have come to me for counsel, light has been given in the visions of the night. The prescriptions given were carried out, and the persons were raised up and lived for many years. The lives of some of those who were thus saved have been of a character to bring honor to the name of the Lord. God permitted the flesh of dead animals to be eaten by the ancients, although He knew that by so doing, the lives of men would be shortened. But when He brought His chosen people from the land of Egypt, He did not give them flesh to eat, but fed them with the bread of heaven. When they murmured against their heaven-appointed food and asked for flesh, God sent them quails, but the consequences of their rebellion were speedily felt. They ate to excess of the meat thus provided, and while the flesh was yet between their teeth, many of them died. Our people would do well to study this experience of the children of Israel and learn the lesson that it teaches. Light has been given me that some of our ministers and leading workers are working against the light of health reform. They are indulging in the use of flesh meats and other harmful things. Those who for years have had the testimonies before them are without excuse. Many need to make decided reforms, for those who have left our ranks make this an occasion of charging our people with unbelief in the testimonies. God calls for thorough work on the part of professed believers, that he may be able to impress minds and hearts.